Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
That still makes me laugh, Mike.
What's that? Years.
I find it interesting. By the way, that actually happened on the show, okay? For those who are wondering. So
it was an NFL broadcaster, legal expert lady, yes. And I forget, and she, I find it interesting. She was pontificating about the Falcons, and we always thought it was clever, so we just run with it.
It still makes me laugh, man. And usually everything that you hear on this this five-hour broadcast happened on this show in some way, shape, or form.
Hey, right. can I tell you a dirty little secret I must confess?
Yeah, bro, what's up?
Because a buddy of mine was watching us on Twitch, a friend of ours who lives in Midtown, and he hit me up on my text, on my personal phone, and he hit me up and said, what the hell are you doing? He saw me on the phone, and I had like a phone in one ear, and we were talking to Steve Weiss in the other. I literally just spent 25 minutes on hold with Wells Fargo during that segment.
For what? What's going on?
No, apparently they sent. Remember when you sold the condo last year?
Yeah.
And there's apparently in the end of the escrow check. Escrow.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
I got
yeah,
I got yeah. It was like Christmas in April.
Yes.
And
very
so the lady,
nice.
Lady's like, please hold. I'm like, well, I'm on the right click, and then I get the hold music. So if you were listening to like Steve Weiss and Carl and I, and every once in a while you heard like do 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 do. That was the hold music of Wells Fargo. So
hey,
I apologize for that.
Sometimes you gotta take these calls, man. It's
so,
just what it is.
Yeah, I guess it was fortuitous. I was home today and I saw that email and called. But anyway, cool. I just want to say that. And by the way, I did tweet out the information about Steve. We're big fans of Steve Weiss, and again, he'll be a regular contributor with us here on 92.9 The Game.
Yeah, excited about that, man. We always want, you know, to bring you guys the best information, the best guest, and he's one of the best when it comes to the NFL, certainly, and he knows the Falcons. And I think, you know, again, contributing, you know, that's one thing. He's not working, per se, in the front office, but right. He is doing stuff for them digitally and whatnot. So it's good, man. And I think, you know, Steve is very opinionated enough that he's not going to hold back when it comes to very complicated.
Yeah, so if you heard that was Wells Fargo in the background. So.
Hey, man.
I know you had to go through this stuff every now and again when we're working from home. So well, I just felt guilty doing it. You know?
The last time was when I was trying to get I got a phone call in the middle of the show when I was trying to set up my COVID shot.
Right.
And literally, you know, I was trying to put it in all these places, and the lady calls me back and. So I was like, hold on. Yeah, Mike, I gotta take this. But it's Dukes and Bell, man. We got a lot more in store. Darren Neal's on his way in about 20 minutes. Atlanta United, Braves playing tonight. Hawks playing as well. I hope Trey is back tonight, Mike. We'll see as the day goes on what that's going to look like. But, you know, guys, they're playing well. And we talked to Coach yesterday. We talked to Coach Nate McMillan. They are in Toronto tonight. They will get Milwaukee on Thursday. And as a matter of fact, the Hawks are proud to honor the life and legacy of Dr. King with this season's MLK Nike City Edition uniforms. The matching court at State Farm Arena. You can join the Hawks for Unity Night as they take on the Bucks. That's Thursday, April 15th at 7:30, presented by State Farm. You can grab your tickets at hawks.com/tickets.
Hey, and Mike Conti, our pre- and post-game host of the Hawks right here tonight, as Carl mentioned, on 92.9 The Game. He tweeted out, Cam Reddish with that right Achilles soreness has, quote, progressed his rehab activities to include spot shooting, and he's going to be introduced to straight line running. So I know it's, you know, it sounds rudimentary, but hey, it's something. And the idea that hopefully he can progress, and if we get DeAndre Hunter back, and if you missed it, Nate, we're going to play snippets of our conversation in the six. I asked him, I said, when everybody gets back, can we make a run? And he said it depends on guys being unselfish, in essence, because, you know, we got enough guys. We have two strong rotations now. You just saw it the other night when they beat the Hornets. So yeah. That's kind of, I mean, if anything good has come from this, the other guys have stepped up.
They are saying Cam will be out, Mike, at least two more weeks is mm-hmm. the update, the latest update.
So he just keeps on getting better, I hope. And hopefully DeAndre, we get some good news from DeAndre as well.
Yeah, man. We've got some interesting things happening in and around the NFL, including more on Deshaun Watson's case. Let's get to an NFL blitz!
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
So, Mike, is this going to be the new norm? What are we talking about? 2020, no NFL teams had a regular offseason. As a matter of fact, many of them, have said, hey, I hope we kind of don't go back to this. Now we're seeing teams around the league and their players, okay, coming out, like the Broncos, have collectively decided that they will not attend in-person offseason workouts. They announced in a statement today. I'm looking at one from Seattle and the NFLPA, Mike, and they're talking about, you know, our hope is that we'll see positive shift in COVID-19 data that will allow our players to return to mandatory workouts, la, la, la. So is this what's going to happen everywhere?
Well, I mean, if everybody's going to go and train with a personal trainer, it's not the same. We had more soft tissue injuries last year than ever, Carl. Just think about it purely from a selfish fantasy football point of view. Half of the biggest stars in fantasy football were out, right, at one point last season.
True.
Do you think there's any correlation with the fact we didn't have a regular offseason? I mean, like, I get it. The NFL Players Association says they don't want these guys participating. Demorey Smith and J.C. Treader sent the memo out. They've been in contact with the NFL, negotiating over the virtual offseason. But, I mean, I just thought, if anything, not having some of those things to do helped contribute to some of the injuries we saw, because I think injuries were unprecedented last year. But they obviously feel differently, and now mini camps, all offseason workouts, completely voluntary. It's always been a sticking point, Carl, as far as, remember the voluntary, involuntary, voluntary nature of these workouts?
Yeah.
But I just wonder, is this just a ploy using COVID as ammunition for it?
Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering as well. So listen to this, because this is something that I think also that you may see around the NFL. The Buffalo Bills have come out and basically said, the only way you're going to be in person in attendance for Bills games is if you've been fully vaccinated. No vaccine, no entry.
Right.
Now, I want you to think about this for a second, because, Mike, part of the discussion right now in our country is, do we need this vaccine passport where, you know, hey, I've been vaccinated, I'm good. Some people say it infringes on your civil liberties. There are going to be people who say, hey, I've been vaccinated, and they haven't been. And if you're not showing proof, then you're not getting in. So the Bills are kind of setting the precedence here. I don't know if this is going to happen around the league, Mike, but there are a lot of teams who could just say, look, if you've had the shot and you've been vaccinated, come on in. We'll do things as normal. But if you haven't, we can't welcome you in. Now, the Falcons have not said this. Again, this is Buffalo Bills. But this is, I think, a tricky situation because, again, the whole vaccine passport thing is being talked about.
Right, and as we just saw, now some people say it's a disproportionate reaction that Johnson & Johnson halts the rollout of the vaccine in Europe now after they put the pause. You heard about what happened. They had, I think it was six episodes of blood clotting from women, I think it was between the ages of, I believe, 18 and 48. I want to be accurate on this, but for whatever reason, that was part of it, contributed to Johnson & Johnson in some areas are pausing that. I wanted the one shot because I wanted to limit, you know, first off, how many times I got to go through this rigmarole. But, I mean, I got to be honest with you. If I can't get my one shot, I might. If the Falcons or other teams locally do this, I might not be able to go to live sports then.
I know.
You know what I mean? So I understand. We want to get the country vaccinated. And, you know, six cases out of 1.7 million or whatever the number is, I mean, you can do the odds. But it's still, when people see these headlines, it's human nature. People get scared. Now that's going to contribute to the people that don't want to get vaccinated. But if anything else, for guys out there and ladies that love their live sports, here's the carrot on the stick. If anything else, Carl, do get vaccinated.
It really is. And, again, not telling you what to do. I did it because it's what I wanted to do. And I think, you know, for sports, here's what the challenge is. And this is the NFL getting back to September, college football as well, every sport. How do we maximize our fans and get them back to a situation that they feel comfortable and safe? If you don't feel safe, you're not going to games.
Right.
You didn't feel safe in 2020, you weren't going to games. A lot of you did once it opened up, but then we had the protocols. Let's be honest. We don't want to deal with the protocols. If I go to a game, I don't have to take my mask off every time I say something or I'm cheering my guys on. So,
well, there's always the active drinking thing. That's what comes in handy.
True. That's true. My mask is off the entire time. But I say this to say, Mike, That's what the challenge is, guys. And this is going to be interesting as we get more into the offseason, how these teams, specifically in the NFL and college football, coming back with more people in the country being vaccinated, and then is everybody going to put their foot down like this and say, look, you can come in if you've had it.
Hey, man, I know that, as we said, there's no easy answer on this one. We thought once that we get the vaccine out there that we were going to be ready to roll. But now there's been hitches and hiccups with it. And again, like everything else, it's a freaking nightmare. So there you go. But this is something that, you know, we just assumed was going to be ready to rock. Well, we're ready to rock with the Falcons, guys. You see Archer's comments talking to Fontenot made national news?
No, I have not.
I just saw it in Pro Football Talk, comments that our general manager made discussing quarterbacks in NFL draft. Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that was with Arch. Yeah. I did see those.
Yeah, comments. I didn't know either. I just saw the video. But basically, Carl's saying that, you know, you're going to look at all the quarterbacks. And they do like Matt Ryan. We're excited about Matt Ryan. But as Steve Weiss said, you have to, every general manager from Trevor Lawrence on, you got to evaluate all those guys.
Yeah, I think there's two things at play here. One, you really want one of these guys. Two, this is a game of poker. And what you're signaling to all the other teams that may want to make a move. And, Mike, I do want to say something that Steve Weiss mentioned last night, because I was on in Denver last night. And I'm going to tell you something here in a second. That we are going to take the quarterback you want. So if you want him, you better come get it. And I think you have to play that game with the teams who may be fearful that our guy's going to be gone. So I'm going to make a deal. Real quick, I was on in Denver last night. I will say this. Steve Weiss says he doesn't feel like they would make a move for a quarterback because they have a young quarterback. Allegedly, that's not who they want. The conversation with me last night
Patrick
was,
Surtain?
No, they love Pitts. They want to young quarterback with a dynamic tight end / wide receiver.
I mean, but they really believe in Drew Locke?
Well, see, that's the thing. So the Broncos basically, and they called me last night, guys, saying, look, what's the situation with the Falcons? Because the conversation in Denver is there is a real chance they might make a deal.
Hey, look at this. Just as we speak, I'm on the Draft Network. I've got a trade offer. Let's see what we can get here, Carl. All right, just what do you think? Right now, if we made the trade to go back to 9, they're offering us a first, a third, and a fifth. That's not enough.
No.
And first round next year. And a first round next year.
Okay, well, then that is enough.
Then I'm good to go.
Switching spots. Yeah, because we still get to get our guy in the first round. Yeah.
A first, a third, a fifth, and a first next year. Is that good enough for you?
I'm with it.
Let me try to sweeten the pot. Hold on. Let me see what I can do with this. Hold on.
But keep your eyes on the Broncos because, again, I'm not saying Steve Weiss was wrong. It may not be for a quarterback. It may be for a guy like Kyle Pitts.
I ran a hard bargain. I asked for a fourth rounder. They wouldn't give me a second rounder. All right, so we got a first, third, a fourth, and a fifth, and a first next year to move back to 9. Now what do you want to do at 9?
Now at 9, that changes the strategy just a little bit, right?
Mac Jones is available. Patrick Surtain is available.
Yeah.
We go Patrick Surtain.
Yes. Changes the strategy just a little bit.
There you go.
Here's the other kicker about Drew Locke. This offseason, he's been working out with Peyton Manning. Now, doesn't mean he's going to be Peyton Manning, but the fact is John Elway and Manning are close. You guys know he won a Super Bowl there, and now he's working with Drew Locke. Will it improve his play? That is another reason why I don't know if it's quarterback if they make a deal. So we'll keep an eye on that.
But I mean, I don't care who they want. I'm just happy to trade out of 4.
I know.
And all those things that we talked about that I want to do with Steve Weiss. So if they want Pitts, I still think that I thought they needed a DB in Patrick Surtain. But hey, either way, I'd be happy to move down. We'll take whatever the best next available offensive lineman. There's some killer tackles we could get right there, Carl, at 9 if we wanted. Or we could go defensive end if you want. Now, I don't think Ojulari's for taking top 10.
Yeah.
We could also continue to trade back down if like the Bears called us or somebody.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The Broncos situation, think about this, though. Who when you say Broncos wideouts, who scares you? So that's part of
Jerry Judy, but Jerry Judy hasn't matured like some of the other guys have that have made the jump.
So they need some more weapons around him. Before we give the money away, can we hear Matt Rhule? He's in our division. Matt Rhule, this is the coach at Carolina. They made the trade for Sam Darnold, guys. Here's what he said about how it will affect their draft strategy.
Anytime you can get someone who's, you know, 23, 24 years old, who was, you know, the third pick in the draft just a few years ago, and, you know, we're not giving up an early pick this year. We still have 7 picks because of our comp picks. So I think it puts us in a real position. You know, I think we drafted well last year, and we need another really strong draft. So at the 8th position, we'll be flexible. We'll look to take the best player available. We'll continue to look at quarterbacks. You know, I've been impressed going on and watching some of these guys throw. So we'll look at anything and everything. We're not locked into everything. I think this trade allowed us to bring in another quarterback player that we believe in, and at the same time, still have the 8th pick, still have the 39th pick, still have some pretty good, you know, draft capital.
All right.
That's Matt Rhule.
I still can't believe Sam Darnold, but then again, you know, a new set of eyes, the same things we've been saying about with our regime and, you know, with Matt and with Julio, perhaps they can get more out of Sam Darnold than Adam Gase ever did.
Well, let's give you a chance to win some money right now. Donut. Donut is the word. I had donuts over the weekend. Did I? Yes, I did. D-O-N-U-T. Donut is the word. 72881. Donut, not donuts, not plural. 72881. Text that, guys, and you'll have a chance to win $1,000. Visit 929thegame.com/rules, and good luck. Remember, NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. And, Mike, the Deshaun Watson case, it looks like these cases are going to be consolidated, which is the new news.
Mm.
22 civil lawsuits, and it looks like via the Houston Chronicle that they're going to consolidate them for pretrial purposes. So we'll see. Again, we're just watching. We have no judgment at this point. At least I don't. I know, Mike, we tried to talk about it. We're just going to see how this thing goes. All right, man, coming up, Darren Eales. Is Atlanta United ready to move on tonight? And what is the situation with who's available and who's not? Find out next on Dukes and Bell. Lots of stuff going on. Steve White stopped by. Jonathan Bullard, new Falcon defensive lineman. And right now, it's all about Atlanta United, which tonight, second leg of CONCACAF, and hopefully we'll be able to advance. Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, joins us as he does on a weekly basis on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford's dealer. Darren, what's the circumstances first before we get into any match conversation about personnel and who's available tonight?
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Looking forward to the game this afternoon, first home game of the season. Yeah, look, certainly from our side of things, we haven't got Brad in goal because he had the red card in the game last week, so he won't be available. But apart from that, we've got pretty much a full squad. Our opponents, Alawemsa, had a lot more difficulty. They've had some visa issues. Actually, CONCACAF just put a statement out clarifying that they had been helping the club to get an appointment for a visa that they declined, and then they didn't apply for a visa until 2 days before they flew. So I think that speaks for itself.
Yeah, I know that we broke their big winning streak, and it's an impressive winning streak. Darren, we were so blown away, and I know that we haven't had a chance to debrief other than how unbelievably freaked out we all were when Brad got the red card and the circumstances around it. But Rocco did a fantastic job, and he'll be in net tonight, yes?
I'm not sure if he's in net. He's available, so he'll be one of the possibilities to be in goal. Right. But you're right, it was a crazy game, wasn't it? I mean, I thought we started really well. It was a game of two halves, and when we got the red card, I'll admit, you know, at halftime, I was thinking just try and damage limitation. Let's just have something to fight for when we get back to Atlanta. But, you know, the way that the lads came out for that second half, obviously we got the early penalty, and then they defended, you know, basically they put their lives on the line for that whole of that 45 minutes. And, you know, Mike, they're a really good team, and we could see that, their experience. They've obviously, you know, you don't be unbeaten in the Costa Rican Premier League for that amount of time if you're not a good team. So it was really encouraging. But we're only halfway there. Now we've got to, you know, refocus tonight, and we've got to do the job and get through.
How big was that penalty kick for Barco? You know, it seemed like, and it wasn't the case all the time last year, Darren, but those things seemingly didn't go our way. You know, there was something that would happen. Oh, he hit the goalpost. And those things happen, but it seemed like more often than not. When he came through on that penalty kick, I was like, okay, I felt like we could really build on that. I thought that was a big moment for Barco.
Yeah, I think so. And I think, look, it was an important penalty because it gave us something to fight for in our second half. But I do think, you know, I mean, and I'm not just picking Ezekiel, I think the whole team worked their socks off in the second half. I mean, Ezekiel, so there was a manifestation that he was running back, defending, chasing everything. And I think, you know, that set the tone for the whole team, which, you know, that was for me the most heartening thing to see because I think, you know, first half, like I said, we played well. We dominated possession with 11 men, but then you go down to 10 men and you do worry, you know, are the guys going to be able to galvanize and hang in there? And they certainly did do that.
It is Darren Eales, guys, this head, El Jefe, as we say, president of Atlanta United on the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer. So tonight, again, 6 o'clock up there at in Kennesaw at the Fifth Third. We are excited about the whole new team, the vibe. But this still isn't the whole new team, though, Darren, because we still have our own guys with visa issues. We still have some other guys. Like, when will we see Franco? What will we look like compared to what we saw down in Costa Rica when the MLS season starts?
Yeah, we've got Alan Franco, obviously, we finally got central defender that we're looking to sign over the line. But, you know, he should be available come Saturday for the start of the MLS season. So I think, you know, by that stage, we should be in pretty good shape in terms of, you know, roster availability. But, we're excited for tonight. So first time, obviously, we're going to have fans. We'll have about 2,000 there. We should create a bit of noise when we get our action at the Fraction. So we're excited. I think, you know, it'll be great for our players just to have the fans there. And, you know, it's a great little stadium and it creates a good environment. And I think even with 2,000, it's going to be noisy. And, and hopefully our fans will be there to lift the players.
Joseph started on the bench. It's Darren Eales, guys, here on the WaitForward.com hotline. Are we taking it slow? And I say we as in the club. How are we dealing with this? And he's available tonight, obviously, but will he be in the starting 11?
Yeah, I don't know what whether he'll be in the starting 11 or not. But I think, look, I mean, one of the good things about having a player like Sandro Lopez, who started that game, is, you know, he's a very experienced player that, you know, has played a lot of top teams, Champions League football. You know, he's still in great shape and he's a... You know, he's going to be good for us as we bring some of our younger players through. I think, you know, we spoke about this last week. You know, in terms of with Joseph, we're not under pressure then to start him for every minute of every game. I think, you know, that's a nice place to be. So, again, whether it's today that he starts or whether he's coming off the bench, it's another chance for Joseph to get some meaningful minutes and to introduce him in a way that doesn't put the pressure on him straight away to expect him to be back to 100%, which, you know, is unreasonable.
It's Darren Eales with us, guys, as we're getting ready for the second round of CONCACAF competition. And then, of course, we get ready for MLS. Can't wait to get into Mercedes-Benz. I know we're going to have as many people as we can get in there per protocols per now. But this season, I know we said this last week. We spoke with Emerson Heineman, Darren. It just seems like, and he missed out on Tata, but it just seems like there's a Tata-esque vibe. And I know that we're always hung up on that 18 and 19 season, or 17 and 18 season, but with good reason. How much more high-flying or how much more ball control and all the things we liked are we going to see in this style this year with Ence?
Yeah, look, I think there's generally an air of excitement. It was such a strange year last year for obviously a number of reasons. I think, you know, coming into this year, having supporters in meaningful numbers back in the stadium is going to be a huge lift for us. And I think, you know, we've got some fresh faces in the squad. And, you know, a new coach who's a young up-and-coming coach from Argentina who's, you know, very animated, very passionate. You know, has a style that he wants to play. I think, look, it is going to be a process. You know, I don't want to jump to conclusions based on 40 minutes of the first game.
Jump away.
But I think we saw it in pre-season. I think there's just generally a sense that, you know, we've got a bit of our swagger back and, you know, that Atlanta United sort of style and energy and performance that we expect. Hopefully we're going to see more of that this year. And, you know, that's certainly what excites me as we go into this new season. Now, it's not going to be, you know, happening straight away. And I think there were some things we could improve on from last weekend. And we've got to play from last week's game. We've got players still to introduce to the squad. But I think there's definitely an energy and there's definitely a verve around the squad. And, you know, I sense it with the supporters as well. And I'm pretty excited for the year ahead.
Darren, when you have a good organization, a great organization, you get poached. And I saw the news about Lucy Rushton becoming the general manager at DC United. Could you talk about that just for a second? Because, you know, when you talk about women in the world of soccer and being elevated to these positions, it's something that we definitely need to recognize.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an absolutely fantastic opportunity for Lucy. You know, it's bittersweet. We're sad to see her go, but to be honest, it's such a wonderful opportunity. I think she's the second GM in the history of the league, and the first GM woman was a little bit more on the business side. So I think this is the first sort of true GM of an MLS team. So a fantastic opportunity for Lucy. And, you know, she was with us pretty much from the start. And I'm really excited for her. I mean, you know, we took a bit of a chance at the time when we hired her. She was the first head of sort of analytics and technical scouting in MLS. But, you know, Lucy did a great job for us and she's earned her chance to go and make a go of it as a GM at DC. And, you know, we wish her all the best. But, you know, it's funny, like, I was just talking about this a couple of days ago before this news happened. And, you know, we'll find that at Atlanta United. And I think I've spoken about this before where, you know, we're a bit like Alabama football. And, you know, Nick Saban has to deal with this all the time where coaches are leaving him after a year or 2 years. But to be honest, I think it's a good sign for us because, you know, we're developing talent. We're watching them go and blossom elsewhere. And, you know, that's part of our role. both on the pitch with players, off the pitch with coaches, and with front office staff and associates. You know, we want this to be a top club where people come to develop. And, you know, if that means they don't go off and make other teams better, I mean, even in this sense, it's good for the league that Lucy has that chance at DC United. And we wish her all the best. But, yeah, we just got to reload now.
Well, the thing is, Darren, as we said, you know, I'm not trying to blow smoke, but I mean, the part of the way, Carl, the league kind of took this a new expansion and where is going obviously into the next level, obviously, will be the new TV contract where you've got, you know, more teams. And I think 32 teams, right? That's the magic number. Is that what they say? But I mean, you helped to, you know, build this whole thing with the business model. Don't bring the washed up star from Europe in, bring the young guys up, develop them, sell them. You know, like we even found a way. You found a partner for Pity to move him, which was pretty amazing. So it's been a strange off season, but I really do, and I think a lot of fans are so excited to see a style of play with the kind of players that we saw 2 years, 3 years ago.
Yeah, look, and we're excited about it. Player for tonight, for example, like, you know, Marcelino Moreno, who will be available because he got the red card against Club America in December, which is why he didn't play in the first leg. But I feel like, you know, even in the downtime of last year, I do think, you know, one thing I am proud of is I think we did a good job of, you know, identifying where we had needs and planning for this year to make sure that we hit the ground running. And I think, you know, we have got a good, talented squad. I think we are younger, a little bit more dynamic. And, you know, with the coach that we've got, I'm really hopeful that it's going to be a fun season. Now, of course, there'll be ups and downs like there always is in sports, but I do feel like we're on, you know, back on track.
Darren, real quick before we let you go, and tonight, again, second leg of CONCACAF here for Atlanta United. You guys re-signed Araujo Rios Nova to a short-term agreement. So you have up to four times to do that. This is the second short-term agreement. So am I right on that? It's a maximum of 16 days, but he's got two more opportunities to be signed like this, to be on the big club?
Yeah, that's right. So he signed with the USL team. But he's allowed to, on four occasions, come up on a short-term contract. So, look, I mean, last week game, obviously he wasn't expecting to come in at the time he did. And you know, I thought he did a fantastic job. I mean, I joked with him a little bit afterwards. He got the club record saves in the CONCACAF game, six saves. But to be fair, like three of those is because he dropped it first time. So, you know, he's a humble guy. He knows that. You know, he came in and did a good job, but there's a lot that he still needs to do if he's going to be a top player. And he's got to work on his game. And we'll see what happens tonight, whether or not he gets that start.
Yeah, man, you kind of let's get him in there, Darren. Come on, pull some weight. The kid's the story, Darren. Carl, aren't you with me on this?
It was fun to watch, I'll tell you that. I hope it's fun to watch tonight. I hope we finish these guys. Finish them!
Finish them.
Darren Eales, thank you so much. Good luck tonight.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
All right, there he is, guys, president of Atlanta United. A lot going on there. Mike, the thing is, these visa issues,
right?
That's a concern. Listen, it's not our issue. I would want to beat them full strength to say, hey, there are no excuses that can be used, but they're going to show up and they'll have guys, you know?
They didn't know who we were, literally, because we had so many new pieces. We talked about it last week. Their coach didn't know how to really attack us. Hey, that's their fault. They didn't want to play aggressive in their house, Carl, on their home leg, so we took advantage of it.
Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to coming up. Yeah, man, no man on the way. We say hey, man, and we invite you to check out our Hey Man Watermelon Lime. It's the new line of Hey Man beer. Hey Man Ale is a blonde ale, by the way, and regular Hey Man is available in stores. Obviously, this is as well. If it's not where you're at your package store, make sure you ask for it. Coming up, Bo Morgan next.
It's a beautiful day. Allergies a little bit up there, but you know what? I can get over that. I just love looking out the window and seeing color. You know, it's sunny, right? And there's color instead of the gray and the rain that I felt like I saw all winter.
Yeah, man.
I'm with you.
Azaleas, all the stuff is blooming, Mike. What do you have in your yard, by the way? What do you got?
I got azaleas. We got cherry, apple, something white. But anyway, Becky's. She's the one with the green thumb. I just cut the checks. But yeah, man, there's some. We got purples. We got whites. We got yellows. We got all sorts of cool things going on down here.
Yeah. By the way, I know you're adding some shrubbery.
Yes, I'm adding some thujas.
Geez,
we're going to have privacy. We're going to have so many trees, they won't know what hit them.
You want some things that are blooming at different times. So, yeah, man, it gives you, you know, different parts of the year. But there's stuff that blooms, Bo, in the spring and summer. And I'm with you, man. All that stuff is beautiful right now.
All right. So, do you remember? We all remember Bountygate and how it affected our dear friends in New Orleans.
Right.
And
right.
2012, Sean Payton, when he was rightfully suspended by the NFL, should have been longer,
yep.
for his part in Bountygate, he went and coached his son's, I believe, sixth grade team. He was like the offensive coordinator mm-hmm. or offensive coach, right?
Right, right. Right.
Well, Adam Sandler's production company, Happy Madison Productions, has decided to make a movie about Sean Payton and when he went and did that. And they have gotten Kevin James to play the role of Sean Payton.
Yeah, I was going to have that for Guy Talk. Thanks for snaking me. But, yeah, I heard Jim Rome mention it yesterday or today. Kevin James, Carl, as Sean Payton, he's playing a NASCAR crew chief on a Netflix comedy right now. But as a Sean, first off, he'd have to shed about 100 pounds to look like Sean Payton, first off.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing, right? We always talk about suspension of disbelief, meaning mm-hmm. Do I believe this guy or lady in this role, and is it believable? Let's just be honest. A chubby Kevin James is not a believable Sean Payton. So, yeah, if he's going to lose the weight, but that's what great actors do, right? I mean, we just talked about – I think you're talking about Russell Crowe, Mike. And I just right. watched his movie. It was on, I don't know, one of the streaming services, Unhinged. And by the way – this movie's
pretty cool movie. It's pretty wild.
This movie's wild.
I mean, it's almost comedic, but and how crazy
yes.
it is. But yeah.
But so he's basically a deranged guy that's going through a divorce. And
basically,
and
it's the wrong example of why you shouldn't mess anybody with road rage. Don't cut anybody off. You don't know where it's going to end. Basically.
All right. So Russell lost or gained a lot of weight. My point is, Kevin James, if he's going to do that, then maybe he will be a believable Sean Payton. But without that, if he's on the screen as I've seen him in years past, I'm going to have a hard time believing that he's playing this role.
And again, by the way, I interviewed Kevin James for that TV show, Carl, that debuted before Daytona 500. Kevin's a likable guy. I mean, one of the things about Kevin is his relatability, the average Joe, you know, paying, you know, the make-believe UPS guy on King of Queens. You got to be a jerk to be paid. You got to be snarky.
But
he's created a character like that. For him to go against the character and play Peyton, I mean, I don't think he can pull it off.
Yeah,
because fans are, even if he does, fans aren't going to believe it.
Well, I'll say this. Like, for example, Will Smith played Muhammad Ali. He looked like Muhammad Ali. I mean, you got to have an element to that. And so
the visual part of it is still part of it, right?
Yeah. So, Bo, that's where I'm at. I hope he loses the weight. I'm guessing he will, but when is this thing coming out?
See, I like what Mike just said, though. In no character that James is ever played is a jerk like Sean Payton. I mean, they should have got John Voight. John Voight could have reprised his role as Coach Kilmer from Varsity Blues, and it would have been more realistic of who Sean Payton is.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. Yeah.
But it got me to thinking, and here's what it got me to thinking. If they made a movie about Super Bowl 51, who would play Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan?
Okay.
Well, I mean, if you're going for surely a bald head, I would go with Michael Chiklis, Carl, from The Shield.
Yeah, he's a good actor. That was a good show, by the way. You ever watch The Shield?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would go with him. I mean, other than Vin Diesel, I think that's a bit miscast, right? And Paul,
no,
and Paul Rudd can play Matt Ryan.
Because Vin Diesel always sounds, and he wouldn't sound like a coach.
He's about a foot too short.
We need to pass the ball. I mean, he sounds the same in all these movies, and I love Vin Diesel. Listen. That franchise, Fast and the Furious, which I think I own like half of them, mm-hmm. except for Tokyo Drift, which was terrible. Either way, that franchise has been great to him. But can you see Vin Diesel as Quinn? No.
That's why I'm going to go with Michael Chiklis from The Shield. Also, who's on Breaking Bad, Chris, who was the actor's name?
Yeah, it was Dean Norris.
Dean Norris, who played the Fed, Carl, that eventually you find out that that's Walter White's brother-in-law.
Yes.
That's right? I got it right, Chris, right?
Yeah,
I mean, that guy could play Quinn a little bit.
That's a good call.
If you're just looking for a bald white guy, he definitely clicks all the boxes there.
I hated the way he went out, too, on that. That's another series I want to go back and watch. I hadn't watched Breaking Bad since it ended. You ever do that? Just go back and, like, I want to binge at some point. I'm not going to do it now, but I just did it with Sopranos. I'm going to do it with Game of Thrones at some point again.
Just watched Game of Thrones the other day, the first four. You forget how amazing. And how much foreshadowing takes place?
You don't even realize.
Later connects when you were kind of scratching your head if you paid attention to those first five or six episodes. Anyway,
don't even realize it. In the first episode,
Bo.
They introduce everybody. And you kind of go, okay, who's a... And then by the end of the thing, it all comes back around. If you've never seen it, it's one of the best series, I think, ever on television.
You know, I'm watching Better Call Saul right now for the first time. It might be better than Breaking Bad.
I know. It doesn't get... I don't know if it gets enough acclaim. I know it's been up for Emmys and whatnot, but I agree with you. I think it's really good.
Well, I mean, personally, I as the radio producer that was in the locker room after Super Bowl 51, I will have Chris Evans or Ryan Gosling be playing me. Hand the microphone.
Is he
going to
play?
Archer,
well, Ryan Gosling could play Matt Ryan, right?
Now I go with Paul Rudd.
Okay, I'll take Chris Evans as me then.
Okay,
Mike, Paul Rudd is like 5'4".
He's 5'10". I just looked it up. I just looked it up. He's 5'10", and they all stand on show. How do they think make Al Pacino look tall? They put him on benches. Squid, come on. He's 5'10".
None of these guys are big guys, by the way.
Right. Paul Rudd has Matt Ryan's personality. Paul Rudd is Matt Ryan.
Yeah. Eddie Murphy, small guy.
Well, he's an actor. He should adapt the personality of the person he's playing.
I think Liam Hemsworth, the smaller, less jacked Hemsworth brother, could do a good job.
Good pull, Chris.
Yeah.
It's a very good call.
Wasn't he dating Miley Cyrus?
He was married. Miley Cyrus. Yeah. They got divorced, yeah. Now she's on the market, I guess.
It just made me think of it because she was on at halftime of the Final Four, and I was like, okay.
That was 30 minutes of my life I can't get back. Anyway, back to you, Squid, as far as – but I like her covers. I mean, you could hire a cover band.
She did some classic hits, man.
Yeah, yippee-ki-yay.
I'm not
in the target demographic anymore. Anyway, what you got, Bo?
Well, that's obvious.
All right. So Joe Musgrove threw a no-hitter.
Well, yeah, if I had a teenage daughter, I might like Miley Cyrus, Carl. That sucked.
Obvious.
That halftime show sucked. If you have a teenage daughter and you want to groove to Miley Cyrus covering Queen, knock yourself out.
Well, listen, you judge everything however you want to judge it. But the idea is I'm just simply stating she did a halftime show. Here you go in like, oh, she's not this or that.
I just said it's a half hour of my life I can't get back.
Well, you should have changed the channel then.
I will say this. She did a cover with Dolly Parton of Jolene. Phenomenal.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
That Wrecking Ball video was pretty cool, too.
Well, thank you, Bo.
Well, I think we're out of time now, so we'll hit the Joe Musgrove story tomorrow. Chris, hit my music.
Carl, by the way, remember the dunk? The dunk everybody's talking about Bridges on our boy, Clint Capella? Speaking of being the angry old guy, I'll tell you about how I've gone on Twitter on that. I'm going round and round with Hornets fans now about that thing.
All right, hey, lineup changes tonight just a little bit. Hey, we got to get some of these guys going for the Braves. When we come back, we'll talk dogs and what Kirby had to say about G-Day next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.